Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Leading today is Spotify officially filing for its initial public offering. The Swedish music service is seeking to raise up to $1 billion through its IPO. After going public on the New York Stock Exchange, the company could be valued at $28 billion by some estimates. Competitively, Spotify says it now has 71 million paid subscribers, which it says is double Apple Music. But Spotify also sees both Apple and Google as having an advantage for their music services because those companies own their app stores. The Wall Street Journal reported earlier this month that Apple Music now has 36 million paid subscribers, with 5% monthly growth compared to Spotify's 2%, which projects Apple overtaking Spotify in the US at least sometime this summer. Next up today is Apple Watch Series 3, which now supports tracking skiing and snowboarding activity as a workout. Apple added support for tracking snow sport activity through apps as part of watchOS 4.2, and now several apps, including slopes and ski tracks, have added support. Reported metrics include vertical descent, distance, number of runs, average speed, and calories burned. Curiously, Apple does not yet support tracking snow sports in its own workouts app, and using the other workout and labeling it as a snow sport does not use the new metrics. Snow sport tracking requires an Apple Watch Series 3 for now, as it is currently the only model with an altimeter for tracking elevation. For designers, the popular Sketch design tool has updated today to integrate Apple's iOS 11 design templates. The integration lets users download Apple's iOS user interface library once, then automatically receive updates when new resources are added. Sketch has also added a new prototyping feature to its app that lets designers build design presentations within the app. Sketch is currently priced at $99 per year, with version 49 out today. And finally, it's the last day of February, so we published our 2018 hardware rumor roundup based on news from last fall and earlier this year. If you're curious about what products are coming this year, like AirPower and the new iPhone lineup, give our roundup a read and get caught up to speed. My favorite item? The possibility of a new Apple Watch design for the first time since it was introduced in 2014. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.